When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Overnight, the Democrat-Marxist guerrilla war intensified. New fronts in this war opening all the time.
A Fox News alert, two people were shot by federal agents in Portland, Oregon, after they allegedly tried running the agents over. And now we are learning the driver is believed to be an alleged member of Frente Aragua.
Portland officials are calling for an independent investigation into the shooting. And until that's completed, they say they want ICE to stop all their operations in the city. The man and the woman who were shot by federal agents yesterday were taken to the hospital. Their conditions are unknown. DHS says U.S. Border Patrol agents were doing a targeted vehicle stop and that the passenger and the driver were linked to Frente Aragua. They say when the agents identified themselves, the driver tried to run them over, prompting one officer to fire defensive shots. The car drove away. Here's the 911 dispatch call of the shooting.
Police are en route. It looks like caller saying that he was shot twice by ICE and his wife was shot as well. They have a male who was shot twice in the arm and a wife who was shot in the chest. Your top group is going to be Ops 1. Stand by for additional dispatch.
This right here, Lee, this right here, what you're watching is a Marxist guerrilla war. Frente Aragua illegals driving around thinking they have the right to ram ICE agents. Democrats pretty much in agreement with that. Saying, well, you know, you can't be shooting our highly valuable future Frente Aragua illegal immigrant voters now. So, you know, we want you to get ICE has to leave Portland until the investigation is over.
And then I'm going to call 911 when we get shot.
That's my grits.
That's what I think is very interesting. It's not that they shouldn't receive medical aid, but it's like, why are you letting authorities know where you are?
Yeah. So this is a guerrilla war. You see these a lot in South and Central America. Americans aren't used to seeing these guerrilla Democrat Marxist tactics. And you know, who is this associated with Frente Aragua? Who is Frente Aragua? What the heck are they doing here? They are not like MS-13. They are not like the cartels out of Mexico. They are literally the foot soldiers of the Socialist Party of Venezuela. They are the ones who, after the voter fraud occurs and the election is stolen and the protesters come out, their job is to shoot them on behalf of the government. They do political activities as well. And look what's happening. You have the Democrat fraud industrial complex defending them yesterday. Well, we need to investigate. Well, we know that these ICE agents are executioners. That's what they were called yesterday. We need to kick ICE out. Upon learning Frente Aragua has attacked the federal government, the Democrat Party's response, Lee, is let's kick the federal government out of Portland. Not Frente Aragua, the federal government. Think about that and understand you've just seen the parameters of the civil war we're in.
Yeah, it is reminiscent of 1860s.
It is. In fact, Tim Walz yesterday referenced it when he, the governor of Minnesota, when he low-key called for a civil war. Take a listen.
When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy.
Hold the line on democracy. And that means the right to run over federal agents, to the benefit of which accrues to who? Illegal immigrants, gangsters.
To which the majority of American voters voted for a president that wanted to deport illegal immigrants.
Yes, absolutely.
Talking about democracy.
Now, Tim Walz then yesterday stands in front. Have you seen the Minnesota flag? Minnesota used to have a normal flag, look like most American flags. They called it racist, Tim Walz' office did. They got a new flag. The flag looks remarkably like the Somali flag. It's literally shocking if you see it. He basically adopted the Somali flag, essentially. He stood in front of the Somali flag and the Minnesota Somali flag, virtually indistinguishable, and said this.
As Minnesotans, we're exhausted as Americans, and this relentless assault on Minnesota, for whatever reason, is just cruel now. It has reached cruelness. So please, just give us a break. And if it's me, you're already getting what you want. But leave my people alone. Leave our state alone. And look again and see what's happening. It's not me saying it. You're hearing it from many, many others. So that's what I...
Leave my people alone, he says, standing in front of the Somali flag. In America! You want to talk about conquest? Holy cow. No. Why might he want his people, air quotes there, his people left alone, Lee? Every American, but put this on your to-do list by the end of the day. Sit down and read this John Solomon article, Lee. Headline is, Feds probe hundreds of millions of dollars in suspected Somali cash in luggage leaving Minneapolis Airport. Read every paragraph. Everyone is like fireworks going off in your head, the shock of it. The transport, so this is a break by John Solomon. The Transportation Security Administration flagged, you might want to sit down. You might want to pull your car over. Nearly $700 million in cash in passengers' luggage leaving just the Minneapolis airport. That's $750 million in just the last 2 years. A massive cash exodus believed to be tied to Somali immigrants and their money couriers, Homeland Security officials told Just the News. The official said the cash movements out of, this is just Minnesota's largest airport, just what? Just one of Minnesota's airports. Last 2 years, nearly three quarters of a billion dollars. 2 years by Somali couriers. I'm just going to just pause for a moment, let that sink in. All the cash was legally declared, Lee, according to U.S. custom rules. The bundles of cash and the luggage, some as much as $1 million in a single trip, raised regular suspicions among TSA agents. The mountain of dollars leaving the country is now being investigated by the Homeland Security Investigations Unit, which, remember, that first started in 2015. They had warrants. They surveilled the Somali daycares. They had already accrued evidence that there were no students there. 2015. I'm going to play the interview later with the Homeland Security agent who did it. Plug pulled by Obama, it disappeared. So when we're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars have to have been moved here. In March of last year, the federal grand jury convicted the head of the now defunct organization Feeding Our Future. Why? Because they weren't allowed to do it under Joe Biden. Largest ever fraud, them alone, $250 million. Okay. How much moved out of Minneapolis? one airport by the Somalis in cash in 2025. Listen to this number, Lee. $349.4 million. 1 year, one airport. You just got to let it sink in. You got to let it sink in.
I mean, who needs foreign aid from Congress when you got that deal going on?
No. Minneapolis travelers alone had $342 million in their luggage in 2024 and $349 million in 2025. And one airport in Minneapolis, the totals nationwide are likely much higher, Homeland Security officials said. So just to recap, because you're probably getting your coffee, driving your car, thinking, I couldn't have probably heard that right. Oh, you did. $700 million, $750 million. 2 years in cash, one airport, Minneapolis, and Homeland Security says nationwide it's much, much higher. Much higher.
Gee, I wonder what would happen, Tara, if you decided to get your little duffel bag full of cash, say a couple of $1 million, and fly out of GSP to some, you know, sunny, sandy destination by the ocean. I wonder if there'd be any questions from TSA for you and if you'd make it out of the country.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sure I would be hogtied and unable to leave the airport.
Yeah.
Now, as you're still reeling in shock, I haven't even got to the good part yet. You'll have to wait till the next segment for that. We'll be right back. So, folks, understand, when you see the literal, you know, this is a guerrilla war on our streets. What is the characteristic of war, Lee? When you look at a war, any war, human history, doesn't matter. They're always fighting over money or resources that could be turned into money, right?
Right.
Oldest story on earth. This guerrilla war, it is a Marxist guerrilla war, a classic Marxist guerrilla war. Rene Good was a foot soldier. A duped one, a fooled one, a brainwashed one, but a soldier nonetheless. She's a soldier in the guerrilla war to protect the Democrat election and taxpayer cash industrial complex. And the size of it is mind-boggling. We're going to get into that in the next segment. I will blow your mind, guaranteed. Better than coffee, coming up next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A scandal so big it could end the Democrat Party. We're seeing the outlines of it, and I couldn't be more excited. Folks, put this on your list of things to do today. This is mandatory reading for the word audience. Every paragraph of this will blow your mind. John Solomon, just the news, getting a scoop from the Department of Homeland Security. Feds probe hundreds of millions in suspected Somali cash in luggage leaving Minneapolis airport. And you've heard about the cash going out the Minneapolis airport, sure. But the size of it is what we didn't know. In 2024, $347 million. 25, it grew to $350 million for a total of $750 million just in the last 2 years, just out of the Minneapolis airport. I'll read you some of the article. TSA agents routinely flagged the cash movements to Customs and Border Protection and Homeland Security investigations, but there was little curiosity during the Biden administration. And investigations into the nature and players only began recently since Donald Trump returned to the White House. Now, if I see one more time some of these MAGA people getting so frustrated, it's our side, all over social media. I see it all over our texts, like, nothing's ever going to happen. We're never going to get him, and it's all over. Do you know when the first Somali conviction was? March. Why? They weren't allowed to do it before. They were investigating, yes, the feds, but they weren't allowed to do it before. You know, Trump is already indicted and convicted 90 of these people this year. 90. FBI has been on the ground since May. So don't tell me he's not doing anything and Aaron Norton's ever going to get arrested and I die, give up. Oh no, we're just getting started. This is incredible progress for the first year. Another official said when federal officials inquired with Minnesota officials, they often got accused of being racist by asking questions about Somali immigrants. Again, if you're just tuning in, we are learning. $700 million in cash, Somali immigrants went out the door of just the Minnesota airport. And they say there's billions more, tens of billions more being moved by Somalis nationwide. It's the Democrat fraud industrial complex. Federal and state law enforcement officials said the Somali cash flows were well known in counterterrorism circles since 2016 to 2018 timeframe because of concerns some of the money was headed to Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and Boko Haram. But most tracking of the money ended when the money reached Dubai because of lack of interest and curiosity during the, say it with me, Biden administration, even though the transfers grew in size. The Somali couriers are believed to be part of a much larger system in which legal and illegal immigrants are moving. Are you still pulled over in your car? If you're in your kitchen, you might want to sit down for this. In which legal and illegal immigrants, the Somali couriers believed to be part of a much larger system in which legal and illegal immigrants are moving tens of billions of dollars a year out of the U.S. Tens of billions of dollars a year. Fuck, this is why they were burning down the Tesla dealerships. They knew this was here. Missouri State Treasurer Vivek Malek told Just the News that more than $200 billion we are being bled dry leaves the United States annually through remittances. Now, some of that is legitimate, kind of. I mean, it's illegal immigrants sending it home. But folks, remember what we heard from Elon Musk? We haven't even gotten into this yet on Joe Rogan. It's been over a month now. He said, oh yeah, in California, they're taking what should be Medicaid funds, fraudulently loading them on to cash cards and handing them out to illegal immigrants, $10,000 a pop. The size of this is going to cause a psychological fracture in the hive mind of this country. This isn't a fraud case. This is something else. Tens of billions of dollars a year moved out of the United States via flights or remittances by Somali couriers. That's what the Department of Homeland Security is honed in on. Quote, this is Fred Flights, a former CIA analyst and National Security Council chief of staff. If you or I go through an airport and we had $10,000 in cash without declaring it, we'd be arrested. It's a serious violation because it's linked to criminal activity. It's absolutely clear the Biden administration knew this was going on and they were looking the other way. Trump, quote, Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey. Now, for those of you on our side, I see this comment, gosh, 50 times a day. No one's going to be arrested. Nothing will be done. Trump won't even do anything. He already did. More than 90 defendants, most of Somali descent, have been indicted or convicted so far this year. How many last year under Biden? Zero. Goose egg. He's going as fast as he can. Quote from Trump on Truth Social, Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as our wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and housing, hoping against hope they will be left alone. This is why they are lying to their sheeple. This is why they are driving them to violence in Minnesota. This is why they are brainwashing people like the woman who tried to kill the ICE agent with her car. Got more on that this morning. And yes, she did try to kill him. Or at least seriously hurt him. We're going to get into that in a minute. Stay tuned. I got Iowa guys so much today. This is going to be a great show. Retired FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam told Just the News that investigators are likely tracking the payments to the immigrants who gave the monies to remittance vendors or cash couriers, an important step to determining whether any transactions have nefarious intent. Of course, they know they do. They're moving the daycare money. They're moving the money from the more than 800 healthcare transport companies that never have a client. Democrats knew the whole thing. Now, J.D. Vance saying we've got a big announcement coming on this front. Hold on tight.
I believe, Jesse, we're going to have some very big announcements on this stuff in the next couple of days. I don't want to get ahead of the president on anything, but we believe that there is a nationwide fraud ring rooted in illegal aliens and others taking advantage of the American welfare system. We're going to get to the root of it, and anybody who's involved is going to get prosecuted.
Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam went on to say, I think it's very important where you track it to. It's going to take it back to where it first started. I think when you look at the orchestrated migration that occurred across our southern border, that was not people running from a war zone. That wasn't, you know, people seeking asylum, because those are the kinds of things happening below us. It's just people who've come from all over the world because they were told, as it was broadcast, the southern border was open. This is why yesterday you were seeing Democrats, they're desperate, okay? Call for violence. Whip up the rhetoric and the lies. They don't have another move here. Now, listen to what Fox News is getting. The article I just read to you from, if you want to read it, it's Just the News. Feds probe hundreds of millions of dollars in suspected Somali cash and luggage leaving the Minneapolis airport. Again, the takeaway for just tuning in. We are now finding tens of billions of dollars leaving the country a year. Somali networks, illegal immigrant networks set up. At least with the Democrat Party looking the other way. How big do we think it gets? Todd Pyro, Fox News this morning, former federal prosecutor.
We're talking upwards of half a trillion dollars in fraud, upwards of $500 billion. What do you think the connection is, Jim, quickly, and how intertwined are the issues of this fraud with illegal immigration?
Well, the fact is that there is, you know, substantial fraud here in Minnesota from the Somali American immigrant community here. That's the vast majority of where the fraud is located, and that's absolutely unacceptable. And the fact is, we need to have show the world that if you commit fraud in the state of Minnesota or anywhere else, that you're gonna see serious prison time, that you won't get away with it. And unfortunately, for a very long time now, people have felt as though they can get away with it.
Yes. Why? How many prosecutions by prosecutors Tim Walz in Minnesota? Look at my fingers. Goose egg. We have to go in. This is post-American territory. Got to reclaim it on the streets, but the courts won't prosecute. So we've got to do it. Hence the fraud task force announced by J.D. Vance yesterday, folks. This is going to get so good.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What you're watching unfold on American streets is nothing less than a classic South of Central American style Marxist guerrilla war, complete with Marxist guerrillas using weapons in the streets. It was the preferred tactic of the leader, the guru, the god of progressives everywhere in the Democrat Party, Marx himself. It's how he advised them to fight. They listen, and they are. Laura Ingraham asking an important question last night about this poor ICE agent who was the victim of attempted murder by a lunatic leftist for the second time in a year.
Where is the empathy for the ICE officer involved in that shooting yesterday, who, according to the New York Post, was himself dragged and hospitalized by an illegal alien driver last year? The attack on the officer, whom the Post is not naming, happened June 17th. In Bloomington, Minnesota, exactly a month after embattled Minnesota Governor Tim Walz labeled ICE agents modern-day Gestapo while speaking at the University of Minnesota Law School graduation. And today, Vice President Vance blasted Democrats and the media for lying about the basic facts.
Everybody who's been repeating the lie that this is some innocent woman who was out for a drive in Minneapolis when a law enforcement officer shot at her, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single one of you. If the media wants to tell the truth, they ought to tell the truth that a group of left-wing radicals have been working tirelessly, sometimes using domestic terror techniques to try to make it impossible for the President of the United States to do what the American people elected him to do, which is enforce our immigration laws. You people in the media, not everybody in this room, but many people in this room have been lying about this attack. She was trying to ram this guy with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. He's already been seriously wounded in law enforcement operations before.
Okay, I want you to check out my Twitter feed today and watch this video. I found a video for you. I was able to slow it down myself and show it to my children. I didn't tell them anything. I said, just watch this. What do you think? Did she try to hit him? When you blow it up big screen and you slow it down, my daughter went, oh my gosh, she tried to kill him. Yeah, she did. You can see it clearly in the video, which I have retweeted for you. Well, I'm not very savvy with video stuff, Thankfully, so I found somebody else who is, and I retweeted it for you. So it's not only blown up, it's slowed down. You will see her hit him and his body go flying. For what looks like about 10 feet, he then opens fire. And this is supposed to be okay. This is Democrats protesting. Can you imagine if one of us did that, like on January 6th or something? Oh, it would never end. But here's how lawless Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison describes what happened here, what this woman did to this agent.
What she was doing was an act of tremendous neighborliness. She clearly was not trying to harm anyone. She was actually trying to help people. And even at the moment of her death, she appeared to be trying to get away, not engage.
Go watch it. Go watch the retweet. Watch his body go flying. And she'd been doing it all morning. She was leading the insurrection as part of a group of parents who she met through the very liberal woke charter school her six-year-old attended. She'd been harassing them all morning. And you know what's interesting about that? They did not shoot her all morning. Didn't do it. Until she hit him and sent him flying. Here's one of the witnesses to that. And the funny thing about this is, I think she's trying to take up for ICE. But listen to how she describes who Rebecca Good was. She wasn't just someone trying to help.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there. Yeah.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. That was her goal.
All morning. They didn't touch her till she sent his body flying. Now, the mainstream media's got to cover this up, okay? They can't have people's attention on that video. They want your attention on the first one that was released where you can't see whether she even hits him. So the Washington Post and the New York Times, using almost identical language, are lying this morning. Here's from the Post. They wanted all of their sheeple to see this. It's at the top of the articles that they send out every day. I'm going to subscribe to it. That's called the Post Most. ICE agent was not in vehicle's path when he fired the fatal shots, video shows. So what do? They put a picture where you can't actually see where the ICE agent was and pretend the video I have retweeted does not exist. What's wild is, using almost the same language, the New York Times, I didn't know the New York Times, I thought they were competitors. New York Times and Washington Post, same thing. New York Times email, the one they send out, top of the line, so they must be getting the talking points from the Democrat Party. New York Times email carries the subject heading, "Videos contradict Trump administration account of ICE shooting in Minneapolis." It's almost the exact wording on the Washington Post article, which I also retweeted. An analysis of footage shows the vehicle driven by a woman who was fatally shot by an ICE agent appeared to be turning away from the officer as he opened fire. Bull. They pretend that the third video, a different angle, doesn't exist. But the problem is, they're trying to get these ICE agents killed. They are revving their liberal sheeple for more violence. Here's what that sounds like. Here's Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanahan before this incident telling other people to put their body on the line. Renee Good listened and she's dead. Peggy didn't put her body on the line, weirdly. Just wanted Rebecca to go out and do it.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Yeah, Renee Good did. It didn't work out so well for her.
We should not have ICE agents patrolling our streets. They're not needed. They create chaos and they even create deaths.
There are going to be protests around this entire country because of the
state-sanctioned execution that we all saw.
Blood is clearly on the hands of those individuals within the administration.
ICE has been carrying out state-sanctioned violence in our communities. We have seen them terrorize so many of citizens.
Folks, do you know how long immigration agents have been in our communities, especially big cities? I didn't either. So I looked it up on Grok. Wonder how long? As far as they could find in records, early 1900s. They've had different names, INS, Customs and Border Patrol. They've been in the whole time. Think how radical what he's saying here. This is Chuck Schumer.
We should not have ICE agents patrolling our streets. They're not needed.
They're not needed? They're not needed. What did they pick up patrolling the streets of Minnesota just last few weeks?
Since we have been here in recent weeks, we have arrested over 1,500 criminals off of the streets.
Illegals.
Our law enforcement has arrested murderers, known and suspected terrorists, child pedophiles, and other brutal criminals that were protected here in this city. We should all work together to protect our citizens.
Again, what?
We should not have ICE agents patrolling our streets.
But that has not been the view of the Democrat Party till now. They've been on the streets for at least 100 years, probably longer. That was just the furthest back Grok could find in public records. Everything else is probably paper. Meanwhile, this evil demon, and if you look at her, she is literally looks demonic. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanahan. A few weeks ago, Minnesota Lieutenant Governor said this.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Again, we've not seen this in U.S. history before. We've always had immigration agents, not new. So the politicians like Peggy Flanahan ramping up the rhetoric now are the same ones who've been calling for violence in the first place. Folks, you can't say put your bodies on the line and then complain that somebody got hurt when doing that.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.